The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy broadcast, radio's most challenging hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle with a true prophetic message from the greatest book in this world, ladies and gentlemen, and that is from your Holy Bible, the Word of Almighty God. And I want to call your attention to the fact that this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse in our message for a beacon and guidepost for the backslidden and world-conforming church of our Lord to turn them back to true repentance and to divine favor. May the Lord give you ears to hear. I continue on a message today entitled, The Point of No Return. And I want to begin with a scripture found in Jeremiah 18, verses 9 and 10. And the prophet warned the nation that he was living in these words, and it applies to any nation. And God says this, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, not Israel, any nation, and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. And in Jeremiah 12:17, God said, if that nation will not hear my voice, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord God. Well, we find here that the prophet was crying out here to his own nation of Israel. And before Israel went to that point of no return in rebellion against God with their excessive wickedness and transgressing the word of God, it resulted in their destruction and dispersion. But God warned them through the prophet. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. The Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land, by swearing and lying, and killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Hosea 4, verses 1 and 2. Sounds like America, doesn't it? My God, have mercy. Swearing and lying, killing and stealing, committing adultery. Lord, have mercy. No truth nor knowledge of God in the land. And the land is filled, he says here, with blood. Bloody abortions fill this land of ours. And this, ladies and gentlemen, describes any nation which degenerates into a pagan, animalistic society which God gives up on. And we passed the point of no return. We done passed that point of returning back to them good old days when, Lord, your word was your bond, when there were God-fearing men in the community. My. When there was integrity that you could trust people, today you can't even trust them when you get them to sign, when these statements that's notarized. My Lord, have mercy. What a time. And we note here that the penalty, now here's the penalty that God said that comes on a land that becomes excessive in their sinfulness and in their rebellion against the word of God and swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery and blood breaking out with blood. Here's the penalty. This is also in Hosea the 4th chapter, verse 3. Therefore shall that land mourn, saith the Lord, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish. That means be dried up with a beast of the field, with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Sound like food's going to get scarce, and it will. All these chickens frying in the copper-bottomed pots and these steaks and seafood dinners and all are going to be taken away from these fat, sassy, arrogant, rebellious Americans that are very excessive in their abominations against God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me call your attention to history, the debris and ruin of other great empires and civilizations that were almost equal or maybe equal to this great land of ours, the U.S. and the nations around us. These civilizations and of their ruins lay all over the face of this planet. And that is the mute evidence that men have always failed to build a lasting world of peace without honoring, obeying, and serving God. Well, why do we want to get by? Why are we going to try to get by? We're looking around at us at all this excessive wickedness. Another prophet cried out in Jeremiah 3:2. Well, it was God crying out. The prophet recorded it, and God says, "You polluted the land. You polluted my land with your whoredoms and with your wickedness." And what will God's terrible judgments be? Very similar to the Noah's generation of wicked perverts and rebels. And God warns again. Listen to this warning from Jeremiah 15:6-7. God says, "I'm weary of repenting. I will destroy my own people, since they return not from their own ways," not God's ways. And again, listen to this, Jeremiah 8:13, "I will surely consume them, saith the Lord, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them." I'm going to take them back, saith the Lord. Well, that certainly harmonizes with the prophet Hosea. I was just into that great prophecy in Hosea 4. Now he says in Hosea 4, continuing in verse 6, "My people," God said, "are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And because you rejected knowledge, I have also rejected thee." And ladies and gentlemen, God will reject us when we become excessive in our sins and polluted in blood, in lying and stealing and cursing and committing adultery and murder and so forth, blood touching blood. God will give up on us. Did you know in this nation of ours since 1973, when that old infamous Supreme Court decision legalized abortions in a case that was called Roe versus Wade? My Lord, over 25 million abortions have been performed legally in the United States since that time, and many other millions that have been illegal and not on record. God rebuked his own people thusly about abortions. And let me call your attention to the fact that abortions are not anything new. The devil's plots and schemes and conspiracy to bring men into God's judgments and pass the point of no return until there's no remedy, it's not anything new. We're just a new bunch. There's been abortions and lands have been bloody and God has judged them and destroyed them, just like he's going to do in America, unless there's a great turning away in repentance, which certainly it seems will never happen. I'm going to still pray for it, and others are praying for it. But listen here. Here's what God rebuked his people about, that old bloody stuff, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 33 and 34. Listen to this. His own people, "Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways." God's people teaching wicked people the ways of Christians or the people of God. Then he continues, "Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. And I have not found it by secret search, but upon all of you I've found it." My God, have mercy. That's pure old abortion. You see, ladies and gentlemen, abortions are not a new innovation, nor does it incite in parallel a dangerous new crisis upon God's church. This murderous scheme of abortions to cover excessive adulterous licentiousness, even among God's people, is old hat to the devil. We just got new rebels, new faces, and new names to go along with this terrible shedding of blood in this blessed old land of ours that God brought. Praise God, he brought it forth through our pilgrim fathers that it would be a land under the motto, "In God we trust." But the God of America is pleasure, and it has ruined this nation. And God described this violence against human life and warned. Listen to this. God says, "If you shed innocent blood, it will be to your hurt." Jeremiah 7:6. And further, he declared in Jeremiah 19:4-8, "Because they have forsaken me and have estranged this place and have filled this place with the blood of innocents, everyone that passeth thereby shall be astonished and hiss because of all the plagues thereof, saith the Lord." The plagues. Incurable diseases. My Lord, have mercy. And God is, by AIDS and other incurable plagues, he's going to punish these libertines and these humanists, Lord have mercy, these excessive rebels that trespass God's law exceedingly, God will judge them with a magnitude of severe judgments that no other nation or civilization has ever been judged by here in this end time old sick society and judgment-bound generation that we're living in. Well, you know, I studied something a while back about the Titanic, and we're past the point of no return. We're on a sinking ship, and this old Titanic, and I've studied carefully with great interest several years ago. I have the book by William Lord, A Night to Remember. In studying the sinking of this world's largest passenger ship in April 1912, with a loss of 1,421 lives, it intrigued me. This ship was touted as unsinkable, and it caused the Cunard Line officials in Liverpool, England, the crewmen, and the 2,407 passengers to be complacent, overconfident, and even arrogant. The spirit of self-confidence that the crew and the passengers aboard that ill-fated liner led to disaster which shocked the entire world. As the passengers on that fated day in April 1912, they were embarking only 7 hours before a gigantic iceberg was struck. Captain Smith's first mate told one of them aristocratic passengers, a lady with a bag in one arm and a poodle dog in the other, said, "Don't worry, lady. God himself could not sink this ship." That's the way many Americans and our fellow Westerners feel about this civilization that has been created in the unrighteousness of man. Well, the cover picture that I saw of that great Titanic stricken in her dying agony, and it was witnessed by some 700 horrified, half-frozen survivors, is a drama that is symbolic of present-day America, which has reached the point of no return. And ladies and gentlemen, we are on a ship that is not unsinkable, and there's an iceberg that we've struck, and we must recognize the fact that we are headed downward into the gathering storm and into the great judgments of God. Well, we've got to heed the warnings. We've struck an iceberg. And God says through the prophet, "It's because my people are laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers. They've forsaken the Lord. They provoked the Lord to anger. They went away backward." God said, why will you be stricken by me anymore? "Because you'll revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot to the crown of the head, there is no soundness but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores," in Isaiah the first chapter. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the epitomization of this land of the free and the home of the brave that is degenerated into a paganism that is worse than the days of Noah and the days of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Shall we pray? Father, I pray, O God, as one prophet Habakkuk cried, "In wrath, remember mercy." I pray in the name of Jesus, when your judgments begin to fall, that these that hear these messages now will remember them and cry out for your mercy, Lord. I pray that you'll give us grace to preach the message, these warnings of the Holy Ghost and warnings to people about their excessive sinfulness and the results in the judgments of God. I pray that you'll give them ears to hear, and may they turn to you in old-fashioned repentance. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother A. Pringle on the Word of Prophecy radio broadcast. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. This end time we're living in, ladies and gentlemen, is a time of false prophets, deceivers, seducers, bewitchers, beguilers that are leading God's people from the truth. If you desire these messages in print, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, be sure to write us. They'll be mailed without cost or obligation. If you want them on video or audio cassette, we'll mail them to you by a generous offering of support. And I pray that you will write me this week. To Word of Prophecy, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Till the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion, is our prayer for every one of you.